This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What a morning in New York. The Knicks are up 3-1 on the Celtics. Unfortunately for the Celtics and basketball, because Jason Tatum is just one of the best players there is, he goes down with a major injury. So you're not going to see him the rest of the series. There's definitely luck involved when it comes to going on championship runs. And the Knicks had some miserable luck with injuries last year, and last night they did get some good luck, not with Tatum just going down, but also OG Anunoby, I thought, was done with a hamstring just like last year, grabbed it a little bit, ended up going back out in the game and being a huge contributor. But I know Al's not a huge basketball fan, but I saw him light up in the break because I heard that Pussifer's coming to PNC Bank Arts Center. And Al loves him some Pussifer.
You're a big Pussifer fan, Al?
Oh, you gotta love Pussifer.
Yeah, so I mean, I was like...
What do they sing?
V is for Vagina is one of their songs.
Oh.
Yes, I looked it up. The lead singer of the band Tool, he was the one who formed Pussifer.
Okay.
And it's just a great day because I know Al doesn't go to a lot of concerts, but when Pussifer comes to New Jersey, he's going to go see Pussifer.
Yeah, you got to go out. They don't come around often, so when they do, you got to get out there.
Yeah. Now, will you go see Pussifer with Gina?
Oh, yeah, probably, definitely, yeah.
You bring her to Pussifer?
I think she would like that, yeah.
Yeah, not
who doesn't like Pussifer?
Well, it's great that they'll be able to entertain everybody there in New Jersey. All right, so Game 5 Wednesday up in Boston. One win away from an Eastern Conference Finals. The Indiana Pacers, one win away from an Eastern Conference Finals. If both these teams finish off the series, then you're going to get a rematch of what last year was, which was an incredibly intense series. So hopefully we get there. We can see that and keep this thing rolling. It feels like that this morning. It feels like this ain't ending anytime soon.
I would just like them to put the hammer down in game 5.
Hammer down, baby.
But you have to because, you know, what we didn't realize is just, first of all, I know that, and I think most basketball fans all understand how great Jason Tatum is, but defensively, when he is engaged, he's as good as he is offensively. You know, I mean, like, he really has. I mean, the thing about him is he's got that teardrop 3-point shot, which is ridiculous. But he wants to take it to the hole, he's virtually unstoppable. And on defense, you saw him last night, you know, a lot of tips here, getting in the way there, stealing a ball here, getting a rebound there. I mean, like, it's just so many little things. He was all over the place. Doris Burke kept pointing it out, like, just how involved he was.
Yeah, he's the closest thing to Kobe Bryant I've seen since Kobe retired. He reminds me of that type of player, that he is that talented. He stands out from everybody on the floor. He can play both ways. He is locked in. He's a champion. Like I don't put those names lightly out there, but he's the closest thing I've seen to Kobe since Kobe retired. He's that good. And it does suck for him. They did win a championship last year.
So he'll always have that. But this, if it is an Achilles, I mean, he's going to be out for a long time next year as well.
Even if it's a foot, you know, a foot ligament or bone, he's going to be out too. So, I mean, they took him off in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I know.
And that's not a good sign, and it's really unfortunate. But, I mean, for the Knicks, it's a break that doesn't usually happen. You know, and this is why they have got to make the most of this opportunity without, you know, one of the NBA's best players off the court and how many points he scores and just how energetic he is and what he means to that team.
Yeah, and he was dealing with his wrist last night, too, prior to this injury as he went down hard on a foul and he was icing it on the bench and he had dealt with that. He missed a game in the Orlando series because of that, so he was banged up the entire night. Let's go to Nick in Mahwah. What's going on, Nick? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Boomer. Good morning, Gio. So, no doubt, it's such an exciting game. Awesome to watch. But one thing I just it caught my ear last night. I'm watching with my 11-year-old son, who I coach in basketball. And one of the things I harp all the time on is, you know, don't play one-on-one. Move the basketball. Help defense, right? Two things I really harp on. And during the course of the game, he says to me, Dad, he's like, no one plays help defense. And no one's moving the basketball. Why is everyone just playing a one-on-one game? And it was just interesting to hear the perception of an 11-year-old watching an NBA playoff game when, you know, he's used to more of a team aspect. And what, you know, what he saw last night, he felt like, once again, excited, jumping around. But it was just through his eyes, it's a different type of game than when we grew up and played. So, I don't know, it was just an observation I wanted to share that I thought was interesting for myself.
You know, I actually thought, like, in the first quarter, like, the Celtics were moving the ball. And they were finding an open guy. And the Knicks were a little bit frantic on defense. The other thing, too, is, like, Peyton Pritchard wasn't the involved player that he had been the game before. You know, like, this is obviously the human part of the game where Jalen Brunson wasn't great in game three, but was awesome last night. Mikal Bridges was awesome last night. OG Anunoby showed up again, and Karl Anthony Towns had a very, very solid night, I would say. Yeah. I wouldn't say it was like overwhelming, but I just thought he was really solid. But then again, you look on the other side of things, Jalen Brown's not having a great series. Pritchard last night did not have a great night. Oh. And thankfully, he didn't.
You're also watching two teams that, before Tatum gets hurt, that you would be insane not to have the ball in those guys' hands as much as possible towards the end of games. I mean, Mike Breen said it, something along the lines of, you know, Tatum unguardable, Brunson unbeatable, or some whatever it was, when they were going back and forth. He said they're throwing haymakers at each other. And that's what it needs to be in those situations. Like, if you're Joe Mazzulla, Tom Thibodeau, those guys have to have the ball in their hands. And if they want to shoot, let them shoot. If they want to pass it off, let them pass it off. But it feels like isolation basketball because it should be, because those guys are so damn good and they have to be on for both of those teams
and
to win.
And for the most part, they both answered the call last
night.
They did.
They absolutely did. I mean, it was awesome to watch. Alejandro in Brighton Beach. What's going on, Alejandro?
Fellas, good morning. Good morning. How are we doing?
Great, Alejandro. What's up this morning?
Oh, man, you know how it is, man. The Knicks win. Beautiful. Well, first and foremost, prayers to Tatum and Oswaldo Cabrera from the Yankees.
Yeah.
Brutal, brutal injuries. You hate to see that in sports. But nevertheless, man, we're one win away from hosting the Eastern Conference Finals. Just hope you know that if the Pacers get it done. But, again, just to reiterate, that back and forth between Tatum and Brunson in the third quarter was just amazing to watch. Amazing, amazing to watch for basketball. And the fan that called us, he said it was at the Garden, that he felt something in the air. I felt something in the air watching it at home. And never had pretty much a doubt that the Knicks were going to lose that one after that third quarter. So,
I'm glad you said, Alejandro, after the third quarter, because once they took the lead and they were up by three going into the fourth, I was actually at that moment very confident, which I hadn't been the entire game. Even when they were coming back in the third quarter, I didn't feel that way. And then, you know, they finish off that quarter and it was amazing. I'm like, they're going to bring this thing home. Like, Jalen Brunson's going to be Mariano Rivera here and he's going to bring this thing home. And that's when you saw the crowd really wake up. But I'm not going to say I was confident the entire game, because I was not at all, especially when they were down early, 16-4 in a Tibbs timeout. I was like, this team, we can't keep up with them. I mean, that's the way I felt at that moment, but boy, did that change.
Oh, yeah, big time. But, hey, thank you guys. Love the show. And let's go Knicks.
Yeah, man. Alejandro.
You know what? I mean, Mikal Bridges didn't hit a three-point shot last night.
Didn't need to.
You just got to remember, you know, he was so vital in that run.
Well, yeah, beginning of the fourth quarter, too, when Brunson's on the bench. And that's where, you know, Tibbs likes to give Jalen Brunson a rest. You know, he got him in more like 12 or 11 minutes left in the quarter as opposed to like the six sometimes he sits him down for, which I was happy to see. I didn't want to see him on the bench for that long. But, yeah, I mean, he's automatic with that mid-range fadeaway. I mean, he's got to be something like, for that particular shot, he's got to be something like 85%. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's something to behold because this is the player that everybody was frustrated with during the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, and those were legitimate criticisms. There was no two ways about it. I mean, he was changing his shot early on in the year. He looked like a guy who was lost offensively. When he was missing badly. It felt like the Knicks had messed up and sat on all those assets too long and then went and got the wrong player. That's what it felt like. And anybody who said that, I was agreeing with. And in the playoffs, he has found his role perfectly. And they don't need to lean on him to carry games, but there are times that he has. I mean, there's been critical times at the end of games where this guy has been the reason why they either stayed in a game or came back and took a lead or, you know, just keeping them right exactly where they need to be for Jalen Brunson to come back in the game and take it over. So he's been great.
By the way, he did it both in the previous series against the Pistons, and now he's doing it against the Celtics. They're not always going to have their best nights, and it's how you come back from those best nights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm laughing because of the next caller's nothing you said, but the laughing at the next caller's topic that we're going to get to in a second. Oh. it's interesting before we get to this call, but it's interesting because last year's team was a team that everybody fell in love with during the regular season because you had the grit and DiVincenzo and Hartenstein and Julius Randle had been here and Jalen Brunson. You loved these guys. Josh Hart, you loved every bit of it. And then this year, you didn't really have that feeling with the fan base. I was like, man, there's something missing. There's something off. And then Towns and Bridges, I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. DiVincenzo, wish I had him. Wish I had Hartenstein. And now all of a sudden, you can't get enough of these guys. Now you just absolutely love them like you loved last year's team. And they're one win away from going further than last year's team did. Chris is in Brooklyn. What's going on, Chris?
Boomer and Gio, good morning, fellas. Feel good Tuesday. How you doing today?
Great, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, you know, I watched the game, couldn't get enough of it, so flipped over to the post game. And, you know, you just see in everyone's faces all the emotion, the connection to it. Everyone's really into it. But, you know, my wife and I were talking when we were watching the post game. Booms, is Wally a Botox guy? You know, it just seems like the emotion on his face maybe isn't always there. Maybe that's why Al and Eddie think he's so boring. So, you know, I was just really curious about that. Figure I'd give you a ring. Let's go, Knicks, boys. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Wally's 48 years old. Mm-hmm. All right, so I don't think he's a Botox guy. I know he's got big eyebrows.
Yeah, very big eyebrows, yes. I'm going to say no to being a Botox guy, and I'd love to say yes to that, trust me.
We'd love to have him on to talk about it.
But he's not allowed to come on.
He's not allowed to come on.
So I'm going to say no, Chris. I will say that he's, you know, it pains me to say this, but he's a strikingly handsome man who's still young. So
yes. He
looks really good on television. So he's not, I would say no. I would be totally truthful with you if I thought so, just like with Phil and his lady glasses and stuff like that we've pointed out with our friends on the air, but
yes.
I don't believe Wally is a Botox guy. And also, he does, like, he lifts those eyebrows up. Like, he moves his forehead. Like,
well,
he definitely,
I mean,
like, hey.
Yeah, when those eyebrows get going, you can tell because they're so big. They're like caterpillars.
They are very big, yeah.
Like those big, hairy caterpillars you see in the summertime?
Yes.
Crawling up a tree?
Oh, I'm sure that the makeup people have to shave those down before every game. They're probably growing out of control.
They definitely trim them. There's no question about that.
Like an unkempt lawn, you know?
Yes.
By the way, speaking of that, you know, social media is incredible, the stuff that feeds you. Now, there is a guy on TikTok who goes to people's houses where their lawns are a disaster and cleans it up for them. And he does it, and he videos it, and he does it in fast motion. And like the, you know what they call that, ASMR or whatever, where like you hear things that make you feel good.
Yes.
And it's just the mowing and the clipping.
It just sounds good to you.
And it's in fast motion. It's just, and he's got, it's not just me. He's got millions and millions of followers and millions of views.
You know who does that in his movies is Quentin Tarantino.
AMSR?
Yeah, you hear things that you wouldn't normally hear.
And it just it makes people feel a certain way?
It's very pleasing to the ear.
Yeah. I don't know why mowing lawns is and fast like that, but just the cleanup process of it.
The whole thing getting cleaned up, that's a good thing. I like a good clean lawn, don't you?
Oh, you kidding me? You have to have it. Peter in Rockville Center, what's going on, Peter?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. What's up?
What's up, Peter?
Listen, man, I just want to say I'm the same age as Boomer. I'm 64 years old. I think I got Boomer by 2 months. I'm a diehard Yankee fan. I've been around. I was a teenager in the 70s when they won. I went through all the 90s. Took my son to one of the Giants Super Bowl parades. If the Knicks, I just want to say, if the Knicks pull this off somehow, this city, I'm bringing this up because Tiki and Evan, they had this show. They were trying to figure out who has the most fans out of all the New York City teams, and they were judging it by the YES Network's ratings. And they were like, the Yankees by far have the most fans in the tri-state area of New York, or the local ratings, whatever. But if the Knicks pull this off, you think there's people outside Madison Square Garden, 7th Avenue now celebrating? This city will be up for grabs. It'll be the biggest celebration you've ever seen from all of these teams that ever won in the past.
Yeah, I agree with you, Peter. I mean, it's been something we have talked about for a very long time now. And the reason for it is that even if the number isn't the largest, it's just the most people that are on the same page.
It's going to be the passion that is associated with it. But I will say this, that the Yankees are a legendary franchise. And there are a number of those franchises in America that would be considered legendary franchises. The Lakers would be one. The Celtics would be one. I don't know if you'd throw the Bulls in there. Maybe you would just because it's Michael Jordan's franchise. But, you know, think about the Celtics championships, the Lakers championships, the All-Stars and Hall of Famers that went through those franchises. The Knicks aren't that. I mean, they are a legacy franchise just because they've been around so long and they play at Madison Square Garden. But, you know, quite frankly, they haven't won enough to be, say, you know, like the Yankees have, like the Celtics have, like the Lakers have, to say that they're legendary. And I also think that internationally, like, the Yankees are something that people want to come see, and they want to go to Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I think.
And I know they want to go to Madison Square Garden as well, but Yankee Stadium is a thing for, you know, tourists to come in the summertime to go to one of their games.
Well, the Knicks have the ingredients to have the biggest celebration, and they are, they're in Manhattan. You know, no one else is. You know, it's the Knicks and the Rangers. And you've got a team that hasn't won since the early 70s. That's a very long time now. And then also, you know, for every Yankee fan, there's a Met fan. For every Giant fan, there's a Jet fan. For every Ranger fan, there's an Islander or Devil fan. For every Knicks fan, there's 50 Knicks fans to one Nets fan.
I would say there's probably 30 Ranger fans to Islander fans, one Islander fan, and
but the biggest
like a half a Devil fan.
Right, there's two franchises there, though. And from my perspective and your perspective, too, on Long Island, there's a lot of Islander fans. The Knicks Nets thing's the biggest disparity.
Yes, by without far. Question.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Knicks up 3-1 after beating the Celtics again last night. And they're one win away from the Eastern Conference Finals. Jerry Recco is back with all the highlights and post-game sound. What's up, Jerry?
Well, good morning. Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And yeah, early on, it certainly seemed like Boston was cruising and crushing it. And if you were driving around in Boston, you heard Sean Grandy.
Richard this time sets the screen. That puts Towns in front of Tatum. 4 seconds to go. Tatum going to shoot this one. Steps to his left. It's in the air, and it's another three. What are they going to say now?
Well, that was a little premature because at that point things were looking good, but well, in the end,
final seconds, Pritchard stepping to his left, Brunson sails five, Pritchard misses a three, rebound Mitchell Robinson, and the New York Knickerbockers, 25 years from their last appearance in the conference finals, will head to TD Garden on Wednesday night with a 3-1 lead and possibly get a Celtics team without Jason Tatum.
Well, it certainly does.
We outside.
True. That is all true. Again, Sean Grady.
They were outside last night, boy.
Well, not only were they, but how about the FDNY got in the mix as well? They shut down 7th Avenue.
You know what it is? Man. It's good to be happy, man. Just don't break anything, blow anything up.
I don't think they did.
Don't crash. And just celebrate, man. Everybody should be happy.
New
this
York
is a great
fans
day.
Do it the right way.
I hope so. I hope they do, and I hope they continue to do that, and I hope the Knicks continue to give us all a reason to wake up on a Tuesday morning after a late night and be just totally jacked.
I mean, it's been a long time we've had good sirens like that, right?
Yes.
Those are good sirens.
Yes, they are. You know, the intro to this, in the previous series against the Magic, you know, Jason Tatum missed the game.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he got hurt and he missed the game. And the Kristaps Porzingis now was inserted in the starting lineup, and he played a lot against the Magic in that one game. And the Celtics won 109-100 in Boston. I think it was game two.
Game two.
So it's not like, you know, look, this is still a very good team.
It's over.
They still have a lot of good players.
The series is over. It's 3-1.
You've got to take it seriously. You got to take it one possession.
You do. I don't.
One
it's
quarter,
over.
One mm-hmm. half, one game.
The Knicks won the series last night, as I actually predicted they would.
No, you did say that yesterday. If they win, if they win last night, you said that they would win the series.
Yep.
But
yep.
You're a Nets fan. Nobody cares.
Yeah, well, no one cares what you think about the Nets, so it's all good. I still think the series is over. And if it's not, that would suck. Here was Jalen Brunson on ESPN, so they severely outplayed Boston in the second half. What changed during the break?
I don't know. Just found a way to make plays and get us going. And he's got one more.
And here's why you love this guy. He was sitting at the podium or the table, post-game table, with Bridges next to him. And this was the question and answer back and forth, talking about the ESPN interview on the court, and then he went a little further.
And maybe I'm wrong here, but were you trying to get him to do your ESPN interview with you, too? At the end, it looked like you were maybe trying to get his attention. No?
I was actually telling everyone that to get off the court. I was like, it's nothing to celebrate.
Right. I haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, it's so exactly right. Mindset. I'm trying to tell you guys the same thing.
Yeah, but I don't play. Yeah, from what I'm watching, exactly. Series is over.
But right. You guys just got to relax, man.
Here's Carl.
I've never been more relaxed, actually, to be honest with you. I'm 3-1. This is the best. I'm relaxed, finally. And Tatum's out. Are you kidding me?
It's not going to be easy.
Yeah, it went by 30. Here's Carl Anthony Towns talking about the crowd.
Jesus. These fans have been special all year, and they, when you got the fans we have, when you have a city that's supporting you the way our city does, you know, anything's possible. And it's because of them that, you know, we enjoy and we have such a joy in our hearts coming to work every day.
Joy in our hearts. You know, the one thing, you know, he can't jump.
He doesn't have to.
I know, but I'm just saying he can't jump.
I, you know, and people, there's a...
He got big, long arms, but he can't jump.
He's got... The way he finishes around the rim is ridiculous.
He's thick.
He's very good.
See his bottom half, Jerry?
Yeah.
He's thick.
I
kind of like Paul Skeens. Watching Paul Skeens last night, he looks like Tom Seaver from the waist down. But those thighs and that ass, no wonder why he's so good.
And Matt Harvey was there, too. He also had a similar build. And they kept showing him in the suite. He did. You used to talk about Matt Harvey's ass all the time.
Yeah, he had a lower thick half, too, yeah.
Matt Harvey's in training to be the next John Franco, be at every single New York sporting event. John's going to pass the torch at some point.
He's in training?
Oh, yeah, he's with him all the time. See, I follow John on Instagram.
Yes.
I don't think you do. And those guys are together constantly. And I think John's training them to pass the torch. Be like, at some point, I can't go to all these games, Matt. You're going to have to pick up the slack and get all these free tickets that I'm giving up. I'm getting older.
Everybody, it's not just Met games. It's everything.
Oh, it's everything. Rangers, yes. Knicks, he's everywhere.
Yeah.
So the Knicks win. They're up 3-1. They can close things out tomorrow. As for the Tatum injury, here was Jaylen Brown, the mood in the locker room. It certainly does not look good or promising that Tatum will play again in the series, but who knows?
Obviously, JT, everybody's concerned with him. But tonight, defensively, our defense let us down. Just no resistance.
And here was one more from Brown. So now what?
Get ready for the next one. Get ready to fight. Get ready to come out on our home floor and do what we need to do. That's the goal. It's still the goal. We got enough in this locker room. So I believe in my guys.
You don't. It's over.
I'll tell you, Porzingis played 34 minutes in that game against the Orlando Magic where Tatum was hurt. I wonder if he has the stamina to do that now.
Yeah, and his jersey also wasn't in the freezer in that series.
Yeah,
that's
exactly right. So when he missed those final two free throws, what were you thinking?
Maloney bars. That's what I was thinking. Creamy Japanese strawberry.
No, South Korean.
South from Korean from a Japanese wet market.
No, not from the
wet. I was thinking about creamy strawberry frozen dairy desserts.
That's what I was thinking of.
As for the other game last night, T-Wolves and Warriors, another former Knick getting into the mix.
Here come the Wolves on the attack in the front court. Flaring left, it's Randall. Back to Dante. Takes a dribble, fires on the three, and hits it! The run continues.
It was Dante DiVincenzo with the three, part of the T-Wolves beating the Warriors 117-110 for a 3-1 series lead. A lot of good work here between Randall and Edwards. They combined for 61. Randall, the high man, with 31. Edwards had 30. They both hit 11 field goals. Here was their head coach, Chris Finch.
Yeah, I know. Julius had the great start to the game. Ant obviously had the great third quarter. Julius has found Ant a lot early in some DHOs and seeking him out in transition, early attacks.
DHOs. I mean, I don't know what that means. I should? I don't.
I have no
I understood
idea.
Everything else he said. The DHOs.
DHO. What do you think?
Don't know.
Distribute. DHO. I have no idea what that is.
I don't know. Here's Draymond Green. So first from him, which I thought was kind of cool.
Before I start, I want to apologize to y'all. I didn't talk the other day. I was quite a bit frustrated and very careful of, didn't want to get myself fined, but more so say something and make it sound like an excuse. Struggle and lose. I didn't come up here and talk, and I felt like a coward when I got home, so wanted to apologize to y'all for that.
So there you go. And then
dribble handoff is DHO there, Jerry.
Dribble handoff. I've never heard that referenced as such. Steph Curry did not play in this game with the hamstring and unlikely to play in Game 5. Tonight, Pacers and Cavaliers in Cleveland. Indiana looks for the closeout. The Thunder are tied with the Nuggets at 2-2. They will play game 5 tonight. The Mavericks win the NBA draft lottery. San Antonio picks 2nd. The 76ers are 3rd. The Nets the 8th overall pick. The baseball story, unfortunately, another bad injury, which we'll get to. This was Oswaldo Cabrera of the Yankees. But before we do that, we'll give you the good part of the Yankee story in Seattle.
2. Next pitch swung on a hit to the gap in left center field. It gets some carry. It's traveling. It is out of here. 2-run homer, Anthony Volpe. Double figures for the Yankees. It's 10-5 New York for Volpe. Home run number 6. RBIs 23 and 24. Yet another home run for the Yankees.
And no hey now.
Hey now.
Maybe it went on and on, and maybe he did the hey now, but whatever. 11-5 was the final score. They got a couple of home runs from Trent Grisham in this game, and Austin Wells, a 3-run homer. That having been said, on an Aaron Judge sack fly, Cabrera was taken off the field with a leg injury on the slide at home. Here was Judge, really seemed bothered by it.
Yeah, this is bigger than a win. You know, it's like I said, what Cabrera's meant to this team, what he means to me. You know, a guy that shows up early, does his work. You know, he cares for everybody in this room. You know,
yeah, we're a great guy, and it almost sounded like we feel for him for sure. But it sounded like if you just closed your eyes, you'd think Clark Schmidt was giving his eulogy.
I would say, his energy and the way he carries himself and who he is as a person, I mean, I think that stands out the most to me when as soon as you say his name, I think, you know, just his kind spirit and his heart, who he has as a teammate trying to uplift guys and always, you know, bring positive energy.
I mean, listen, I know it was a tough one.
That's how I felt when you pulled your hamstring.
It sure was. I mean, I think his bone was probably like protruding through his leg. It was so bad.
It sounded,
and that's rough.
That's how we felt about our teammate Timmy Crumry in Super Bowl 23.
Yeah.
Same thing. Yep. It's awful. And by the way, when you're there and you see it and you hear it, it, you know, kind of sticks with you a little bit more. And he's just one of your best buddies. He's a guy that you played with. You've been through spring training and years and years and years of baseball together. And this happens. It's miserable.
Coming up next hour, because I'll just give you the Mets, the good stuff. Next hour, I'm going to give you the history of Ralph Kiner and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. All of that, I don't have time to get into it now. There's a lot to get to. But I will give you the good stuff from the game for the Mets, who did beat the Pirates.
In the air, right field, that should be deep enough. Lindor tagging at third. Reynolds makes the catch. Here comes Lindor with the winning run, and the Mets have walked it off in the bottom of the ninth. Pete Alonso with a sacrifice fly, and the Mets win a scrappy game.
And that was Gary Cohen on SNY with the game-winning sack fly in RBI as the Mets beat the Pirates 4-3. There was, you know, certainly some up and down in this game, but the Mets do get the victory, 27-15 on the season. And another good crowd on a Tuesday night in May. Here was David Peterson. It's very noticeable.
It was awesome. They've been bringing it all year, and you know, I've caught myself a couple times when I'm not pitching, just seeing the noise that they bring, the energy and the atmosphere that they create here, I think is a huge advantage.
And they kept showing Livy Dunn because of Skeens getting the start. I did not realize there were three other SI swimsuit models.
They threw out the first pitch.
Exactly.
And they crossed streams on that first pitch. It was very dangerous for all the catchers. But, yeah.
It was some photo, though, I'll tell you that.
That's right, with the Mets jersey. Vientos was definitely using his riz on one of them. You could tell.
It's a young man. Why not?
No, I was all about it for him.
Think you're into Brett Beatty?
Beatty? I don't know. Nah, not as much as Vientos.
He's a young man?
Yeah, but Beatty kind of more of a dweeby type of personality. Vientos is, you know, that's a slick. That's a man right there.
He does seem like
he's Mr. Yeah. Steal Your Girl, you know?
Tonight, Kodai Senga will take on Mitch Keller. First pitch on 880 Mets Odyssey Radio at 7:10. The Hurricanes beat the Capitals 5-2, 3-1 series lead there, and the Oilers up 3-1 on the Golden Knights after they shut out Vegas 3-0.
All right, thanks, Jerry. John's in Staten Island quickly. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey. I just want to say, I think the last time you guys spoke about the hay nows, you know, it was too many, and I think it was twofold. I think the Yankees were hitting a lot of home runs early, and he was hitting the hay now too many times. He's cut back on the hay now significantly. Mm-hmm. I listen to the Yankee games on the radio a lot, driving into work on the overnight and stuff like that, and the hay nows have cut down tremendously since you guys spoke about it.
Yeah, John. He's also cut down actually doing games, too.
A lot of cutting back for Dave. A lot of cutbacks.
That's funny. That's it. I'm done.
Man, I'm surprised he didn't call you. I thought he'd call you. He seems like one of those guys. They would call you, try to, you know, straighten this thing out. Let me see what Boomer thinks about
what
it.
What out? I mean, like, 99%. Look, as I said yesterday, love the guy. Couldn't have been happier for him to get the job. He's 40 games in, took a weekend off so he can go and enjoy Seattle.
Yeah, where he lived for like 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, you got all off season.
I think.
Penis! What is that?
That's AI.
Oh my God.
Right? That's him saying Howard Stern's penis?
Yeah. All right, Jerry, thank you.
Yeah.
We'll see you next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Knicks up 3-1. Incredible win last night. They head back to Boston Wednesday night, try to close out this series and go to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 26 years, 25 years, which is remarkable. I'm sure we're going to get some more of these NFL games that are being announced. Yesterday we got the Christmas game, Broncos and Chiefs. We got the Black Friday game, which is the Bears and the Eagles. So drips and drabs that are coming out. There's going to be more this morning, I'm sure. So yet to see anything with the Jets and Giants at this point. But one thing's for sure that I'll be very happy about as someone who gets up early here and does this program like all of us, we're not going to have many primetime games.
No, I don't think
so. Jets and Giants.
They'll probably have two or three each.
Yeah, but with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers the last couple of years, there were lots of primetime games. We're not going to get nearly as many of those.
I think we're going to see a lot of the Bears.
Yeah.
I would venture to say that, you know, of course, we're going to see Kansas City, Buffalo a lot. Cincinnati is going to be a very, very appetizing team. And I think, you know, if you're CBS, you know, you want as many Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, and Cincinnati games as you can.
Detroit. Might see.
Right. NFC, you know, for them, you know, that's again, that's Fox. I'm just thinking about the way that it used to impact us on Sundays for the NFL. Today, you want these games. And, you know, obviously the 420 games or 425 games, those are the games you really want because that those are the big number games. Now, the interesting thing is because of the way that they're doing overtime,
mm-hmm.
it's going to affect this. If there's 1 o'clock overtime games going into overtime where both teams are getting a possession no matter what.
Yeah.
That's going to lengthen the game. And that's going to impede on the – and I know this is inside baseball kind of stuff, but it's going to impede on the ratings for the afternoon game, the doubleheader game.
If you have a long overtime
game. If you do have a long overtime. So there's a chance that that could be an effect. Look, it's the NFL. It's popular. Everybody's going to be watching. Everybody has different ways of watching their games. But it's just a – another tweak to the rules that could have an impact on the finances of either Fox or CBS, depending on how these games end and if they do impact that second part of the doubleheader.
Jerry texts me that Buck and Aikman just announced they are doing Eagles and Packers Monday Night Football on November 10th. So,
and where is that game?
Green Bay.
Because the Eagles are opening on Thursday night. So that's a week from the Thursday night?
No. It's November 10th.
Oh, November 10th.
Yeah, I don't know why they put that one out there.
Well, I mean, you know, all the top games, you know, the Eagles at the Bills, the Ravens at the Bills. You got the Bengals at the Bills, the Chiefs at the Bills. These are all the top games. And the Bills, obviously, are a very popular team because of one Josh Allen.
I know nobody cares but me, but Little Birdie told me Lions-Vikings.
There you go.
Week one.
I like it.
Week one could be a...
J.J. McCarthy game.
Could be a national game.
Could be a statement game.
Could be a Monday night game. Could be a Sunday night
game. Could be a statement game.
Statement game for J.J. McCarthy. Week one. Vikings line. Little Birdie told me that one.
You got the Ravens at the Chiefs. You got the Lions at the Chiefs. And by the way, so the Giants have, strength of schedule-wise, the hardest schedule in the NFL coming into the 2025 season.
Seems fair.
You know who's got the weakest schedule? Jets.
Oh, good. Maybe we'll get like a combined 7 wins this year.
Well, let's hope for more than that. You know, I mean, I'm just thinking like for Brian Daboll, man, he has got to run, he's got to be a tyrant going into this training camp. He's got to be a tyrant.
Yeah, I mean, this
he
is...
He cannot take his foot off the pedal. He's just got to stay on these guys. They got to hit in practice. He's got to sharpen them up. He's got to get the competitive spirit up on this team. Hopefully, Abdul Carter will be a big part of that. He's got to get this defense on edge. They got to come to play every single week, and they got to show some fight because that's the one thing. Like, you know, getting blown out. I mean, they lost a lot of one score games last year. If you just turn half of those around, you're in the game. You know, you're in the mix.
Yeah, you got to eliminate the ifs. If you're the Giants and Jets,
they just got to come. This, they just got to come and be more and
you'll
more.
Get the crap kicked out of you.
Yes.
If you had a defense, if you had an offensive line, if you had a quarterback,
okay.
If you had a GM, Ray and Brooklyn, what's going on, Ray? Ray.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Ray.
Good morning, Boomer. Good morning, Gio.
Hey,
what's happening, Ray?
Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, that game last night.
Yeah.
We stayed on Boston Steelers the whole first half, but it came down to who wanted it more, us or them. Once we got a lead in the second half, we knew we had to keep it. But the bottom line, it came down to who wanted it more.
Yeah, right.
And then the Knicks pulled it out.
Maybe. You know, I don't want to completely dismiss that because the Knicks came out basically and said that they didn't play with the urgency they needed to in game three. And I'll say that maybe it was they realized how important this game was to get up 3-1.
Hey,
maybe
about that play that Peyton Pritchard made on Mikal Bridges? He ran him down.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so look, they
wanted it too.
This game was tight, man, right, until Tatum actually got hurt. I know the Knicks were probably going to win even though Tatum got hurt. But once Tatum got hurt, like the air came out of the Celtics. And, you know, the Knicks basically pounced. And that's what they should have done. But, yeah, I thought this was a really competitive game from start to finish. And I give the Knicks a lot of credit. They don't seem to care that they get down. by these double digits. It's insane.
Yeah, it was 14 last night was the highest deficit for the Knicks and the largest lead for the Celtics. And, yeah, I mean, down 20, down 20, down 14, three wins.
You know what it is? It's interesting because I felt like in early part of the game, I think we all felt this, like the Celtics could get any bucket they want. And there were open threes, and Derek White was hitting them. You know, Tatum was playing great. He was all over the court, both offensively and defensively. You know, Pritchard was off last night, thankfully. There was one guy off. Jrue Holiday didn't have a great game. But then I thought in the second half, it kind of switched. Like, the Knicks finally looked like they could get whatever shot they wanted.
Derek White makes this face after he hits a three when the camera goes on him that it's hard to explain. But it's almost like he's telling you with his face, like, I told you not to leave me open. Like, that's what he's saying with his face. He's like, sorry. Told you not to leave me open.
If you shot like that, you'd walk around with your face like that, too.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying the guy's so frustrating because every time he shoots a three, I just close my eyes when he gets the ball and shoots three. I'm just like, okay.
Let's get their analytics department for the Celtics, they find shooters. They got shooters all over the place.
Damn right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.